我们要用六节的时间啊，一起来学习彼得前书。
We will have 6 sessions to study the book of 1 Peter.
啊，那我们在学习圣经啊，第一个要看它主题是在讲什么。
When we study the Bible, first we must look at what is the main topic.
啊，所以我们啊这样整个彼得前书读几遍以后，我们就会看到一个很大的主题在里面。
And when we read 1 Peter several times, it emerges a main topic.
好，那主题确定了，我们再看每一段的圣经啊，它有它的重点。
And when we have the main theme, then we can look at the main topic of each passage.
那彼得前书从第一章到第二章啊，就是在讲神拣选我们的救恩。
In the first two chapters of 1 Peter, he talks about the grace of election.
好，那从第二章的十一节啊开始，就是在提到我们要怎么生活。
And then from chapter 2, verse 11 onwards, Peter talks about how we ought to live our lives.
好，那从第二章十一节一直读到最后啊，我们会看到一个结论，就是啊，信耶稣要受苦。
And the conclusion from reading from chapter 2, verse 11 to the end is that we must suffer in order to live a godly life.
所以有时候我们在受洗之前哦，慕道班都一直讲信耶稣的福气。
So in our truth seeker classes, we often talk about the blessings of believing in Jesus.
哦，但是信主以后，我们才发现哦，福气是有，但是哦。真的要做基督徒要受苦。
But after baptism, we find true there are blessings, but we must also suffer to be Christians.
啊，那为什么要受苦
？Why must we suffer？
啊，就是第一章跟第二章讲，因为我们得的恩典太大了。
It is what is stated in chapters 1 and 2 that this grace of election we have received is so great.
哦，所以为着要把这个恩典持守得住，要过敬虔的生活，所以要受苦。
And in order for us to grasp hold of this grace, we must live a holy life and must suffer thus.
那在第一段、啊、神给我们的恩典，我们今、啊、这一节看第一章。
For in the first section, the grace that we have received, let us read chapter 1.
我们要想一个最基本的问题。
We must consider a basic question.
好，我们大家想想看，我为什么信耶稣？
Why do we believe in Jesus?
我为什么信耶稣
？Why do I believe in Jesus？
有一次家庭聚会啊，我们在讨论这个题目。
Once in a family service, we were talking about this topic.
我为什么信耶稣
？Why do I believe in Jesus？
有的人就说我生病了，祷告好了，所以我就信耶稣。
Some people said they were sick and they prayed and were healed, and that's why they believe in Jesus.
那有的说我是祖宗三代，我第四代，我自然就信耶稣。
And others said.Previous generations have believed, three generations, they're the fourth, so they naturally believe.
那有的人说，我到教会里面觉得人很好，我就信耶稣了。
And others said that they felt the people in the church are so good, so they believe in Jesus.
这个都是我们信仰的入门的原因。
These are all reasons why we enter into the door.
不是信耶稣最后的目的。
But it is not the final purpose for our believing in Jesus.
所以我们不同的原因进到信仰里面，感谢主。
So we might enter the door of faith through different reasons. That's thankful to God.
但是我们要抓住信耶稣最重要的原因。
But we must grasp hold of the most important reason for believing.
就是要得救。
Which is to have salvation.
如果这个没有抓住啊。
If we don't grasp hold of this.
有一天我觉得教会人很好，忽然发现好像不是这么好，我不信了。
Maybe one day we will look around and feel like the members around us are no longer very good, then we don't want to believe anymore.
那我刚信的时候病得医治，现在又生病了，祷告不好而不信了。
Or after we were initially healed, we get sick again and then we pray and we're not healed anymore, then we stop believing.
那如果我信耶稣是为着得救
，If we believe in Jesus for the sake of salvation,
这个目标确定了。
This purpose is fixed.
不管人怎么让我失望，我不会离开我的信仰。
No matter how disappointed we are in the people around us, we will not lose our faith.
不管我在肉体上是平安是生病，我不会离开我的信仰。
And regardless of if we are suffering or we are in peace in our bodies, we will not leave the faith.
因为我是为着得救。
Because we have the purpose of salvation.
那为什么得救这么重要呢？
And why is salvation so important?
我们先看彼得前书第一章。
Let us read 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。这个第三节最后说有活泼的盼望。
The end of this verse mentions a living hope.
我们年轻的时候有很多的盼望。
When we are young, we have many hopes.
所以人很有理想。
So people have many dreams.
但是活越久，人的盼望越少。
But the longer that we live, the fewer hopes that we have.
我们当中可能有人已经80岁了。
Some of us might be in our 80s.
我不晓得有没有90岁。
Maybe in our 90s.
活到最后，人只有一个盼望。
In the end of our lives, we have only one hope.
以弗所书里面讲七个一，里面只有说盼望只有一个。
In Ephesians chapter 4 says there are seven onenesses, but there is one hope.
那盼望是什么？
What is that one hope?
活泼的盼望。
It is a living hope.
如果看英文，living hope 就是带有生命的盼望，永远不会消失的盼望。
A living hope is a hope that will never pass away.
所以为什么人会觉得人生很虚空？
So why do some feel that life is so empty?
因为我们在年轻的时候，你往前看，跟你在年纪大的时候再往前看，看到的不一样。
Because what you see when you look forward when you are young and what you see when you look back when you are old are different.
年轻的时候，你看到我可以去读好学校。
When you're young, you look forward to attending a good school.
我可以找到好工作。
And you look forward to finding a good job.
我可以成立好的家庭。
And have a good family.
我可以过幸福的人生。
And have a good life.
所以我们好像一片美景。
So it's like a beautiful scenery.
但是人活到最后快要结束的时候。
But once we have lived to near the end of our lives.
你看到什么？
What do we see?
如果没有信仰，你就看到一片黑暗。
If we have no faith, then we only see darkness.
年轻的时候，那个黑暗只是一个小点，你就根本不会在意。
And when we are young, faith is like a small little point that we can ignore.
如果你今天去健康检查，忽然照 X 光，肺有一点小点。
Like today, if you were to go and get a X-ray of your chest and you see a little dot on your lung.
这个肺有一个黑点很多人就很小心了。
Now, if there's a little dot there, though, you would still want to be very careful about it.
因为这个如果没有处理，可能将来会没有办法处理。
Because if that little spot in your lung is not resolved right away, in the future, it may not be resolvable.
那当我们年轻的时候往前看也有一个黑点。
And likewise, in our lives, we look forward, there is a dark spot.
但是因为太多的光明面。
But because we are in the midst of so much light,
我们不会去注意那个黑点。
We can ignore that dark spot.
那个黑点是什么？
What is that dark spot?
死亡的阴影。
It is the shadow of death.
年纪越大，这个越靠近，你看得越清楚。
And as we get older, it grows closer and we see it more clearly.
那活到最后一天的时候，这个黑影已经笼罩了。
And towards the end of our lives, we are covered by the darkness.
那过去的盼望，那个光在哪里？已经过去了。
And the hope that we have had in the past, they have all passed away.
所以在那个时候，人就会觉得人真的很虚空。
So in that moment, we will feel our lives are empty.
因为前面死在等待我们，你人生还有什么盼望？
Because death awaits us, what hope do we have?
所以有的人讲不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有，
So what matters, there's a saying that what really matters is whether you had something or not in your lives.
当死亡来到,
but when death comes,
其实你过去拥有什么不重要,
actually what matters, what you had in your life doesn't matter.
往前看你看到什么才是重要,
what matters is what you see when you look forward.
因为我们不是为过去活着,
because we do not live for the past.
我们是为将来活着,
we live for the future.
哦, 那将来是什么?
And what is the future?
就是这里讲, 第一章的第三节,
it is what is said here in chapter 1, verse 3.
活泼的盼望,
the living hope.
哦, 那这个活泼的盼望是什么?
So what is the living hope?
哦, 我们如果看第四节,
let's look at verse 4.
可以得着，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。这个地方在讲，这个盼望是存在天上的基业。It
says here the living hope is the inheritance in heaven.
所以人为什么需要信仰?
So why do we need faith?
有很多人在年轻的时候，你告诉他信仰，他信不下去。
When you tell a young person about faith, they often cannot believe.
为什么?
Why?
信仰虚无缥缈，看不见也摸不到。
Because faith is not something that can be seen or touched.
那人生最现实的是什么? 你看得见摸得到，这个最实在。
And what is most practical in our lives are the things that we can see and touch.
所以整个头脑就是怎么把书读好，把工作赚好，钱赚更多，生活能够更享受，就是很注重这个看得见的。
And so we are fixated on the things that we can see and touch, our career, having a good academics, and making good money.
但是这里告诉我们，存留在天上的基业。
But here it tells us of an inheritance that is incorruptible.
一个人住在地上，对天上有盼望，这个才是真正的盼望。
When we live in this world, in this earth, and we have hope of something above this earth, that is true living hope.
因为看得见是暂时的，看不见是永远。
Because what can be seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以我们其实是活在两个世界里面。
So we live between two worlds.
第一个就是物质世界。
First is the material world.
眼睛看得见的。
That which we can see with our eyes.
第二个是灵界, 眼睛看不见。
Second is a spiritual world which we cannot see with our eyes.
那这个两个世界是同时存在的。
And these two worlds coexist.
不是说看得见的世界结束了，灵界才开始。
It's not that once the physical world ends, then the spiritual world begins.
所以当我们开始有了信仰,
so when we begin to have faith,
我们就已经不只活在物质界里面，我们就活在神的面前，活在灵界里面。
We no longer live only in the physical world. We also live before God in the spiritual world.
所以虽然肉体活着，我们就有这种永恒的盼望。
And so in our bodies, we can have this living hope.
那第四节里面在描写这个盼望是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
And in verse 4, it describes this hope as incorruptible, undefiled, and that cannot fade away.
这个相对的 就是地上的盼望是会朽坏的,
which contrasts with the things of the world, which are corruptible.
不管我们肉体，我们的肉体，或者说我们的房子，我们的车子，都是一直在坏的。
Regardless if we're talking about our physical bodies or our houses or our cars, they will all become corruptible.
所以圣经里面才讲，肉体渐渐朽坏，你不要怕。
So the Bible teaches us we should not be afraid when our bodies decay.
为什么?
Why?
因为内心一天，心是一天。
Or when our outward bodies are perishing, because inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
然后我们要用这个里面这个心，也就是我们里面这一个人，来去承受这里的活泼盼望。
And we need to use our inner man to receive the living hope.
所以对一个有信仰的人来讲，年纪越大，我们离开我们所要得到那活泼的盼望越来越近。
So from the perspective of faith, the older that we grow, the closer we grow to the living hope.
哦, 那盼望会带给人喜乐。
And hope will bring joy.
啊, 哦, 有哪一个人结婚快到了, 觉得很痛苦呢?
Who will feel more painful as they become or as they get closer to their marriage?
哦, 那个是一个盼望, 那是一个喜乐的日子。
But that is a joyful day that they hope for.
哦, 然后我们盼望天上这个荣耀。
And we also hope for the glory in heaven.
它是不会朽坏的。
It is an incorruptible glory.
哦, 那接下去是不会玷污的。
And also it says it cannot be defiled.
哦, 我们在世界上哦, 每个东西都会变旧。
Everything in this world will grow old.
哦, 所以衣服 会白的, 会变成旧的,
and our clothes will fade.
啊, 什么都会变旧,
everything will fade.
啊, 只有天上的盼望不会改变,
only the living hope in heaven will not change. 啊,
那它也不会衰残,
and it will also not be defiled.
啊, 如果我们在用那个手电筒哦, 你发现那个电啊, 开始没有的时候, 那个光啊, 越来越暗,
if our batteries are running out, then the light will dim.
但是天上那个荣耀不会改变啊,
but the glory that is in heaven will not change.
因此圣经里面才说我们在天上要得到是眼睛没有看过心里没有想过的。
So the Bible tells us that what we are to receive no eye has seen and no ear has heard.
你如果能够想到天国有多好就不够好因为你还想得出来。
Because if you're trying to think how great is heaven, you cannot because you cannot think of it.
如果一个人能够讲出来天国有多好还是不够好因为你讲得出来。
If you can try to say how great heaven is, it's actually greater because that is what you have been able to say.
所以有人祷告啊, 神带他去看异象啊, 结果发现, 哇, 天国这么好, 真的不想回来。
And some who have been shown visions of heaven, they don't want to return because heaven is so wonderful.
这个叫做活泼的盼望。
So this is a living hope.
这个就是我们神要给我们的。
This is what God wants to give us.
那这个就是我们信耶稣最大的目的。
And this is our greatest purpose in life.
所以彼得前书里面就是在讲这一个盼望，以这个盼望为开始。
So First Peter is speaking about this living hope and is using this as the beginning.
那有了这个盼望以后， 我们怎么真的能够让这去得到这个盼望？
Now that we know about this hope, how can we receive it?
这个就是我们在学彼得前书里面要学习的。
This is what we must learn from the book of First Peter.
好，那我们现在再看彼得前书的第一章。
Let's look again at First Peter 1.
第一章的第五节。
Verse 5.
这个地方讲，你们因信蒙神能力保守，必能得到所预备要末日要显现的救恩。所以这个盼望啊，救恩的最后实现时，末日才要显现出来。In
this verse, we learn that the living hope will be manifested in the last time.
所以我信耶稣要信多久呢？要信到主耶稣来那一天为止。
So how long do we have to keep the faith? We must keep it until the day that Jesus comes again.
如果我信到死的前一天我不信了，这个盼望就没有了。
If we believe until the day before we die, then we lose our hope.
所以这个地方讲因信蒙神能力保守，那我们才可以到最后一天主耶稣来去得到这个盼望。
So it says here that we have to be kept by the power of God through faith in order to achieve salvation and the revealing of the hope.
或者说我们要信到我死为止。
We need to have faith until we die.
因为如果我信到我死的那一个时刻, 主耶稣就要派天使把我带回到乐园去。
Because if we can believe to the time, the moment we die, then Jesus will bring us into paradise.
那接下去就在讲, 为着得着这个盼望啊, 所以, 我们如果看, 第六节。
In verse 6, in order to receive this hope,
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。第七节。叫你们的信心既然被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵，在耶稣基督显现的时候可以得着荣耀跟称赞。这个地方讲我们信仰生活会遇到试炼。
It says here that in our life of faith, we will encounter various trials.
那这个试验是什么？试验好像火第七节。
And what are trials like? They are like fire in verse 7.
那火是要做什么？下面就讲能坏的金子。
And what is gold to, what is fire to do? It is to refine gold.
如果我们看那个采金矿的人有的到山上采了一个很一大堆的这个金矿，然后要经过火来熬炼。
So if you look at, for example, miners, they go and they mine pieces of gold and they need to bring it back and refine it.
那这火一烧一烧烧，那个金的纯度越来越纯。
And they use fire to refine the gold so that it becomes more and more pure.
这个纯度越来越纯，价值就越来越高。
And the purer and finer that gold, the more precious and costly it is.
那我们的信心要经过这个火，也就是说生活中的一些困难这样来一直锻炼信心越来越纯。
So in our lives, we must also undergo suffering, which are like fire that will refine our faith.
那这样我们就能够坚持我们的信仰一直到主耶稣来为止。
And only then can we sustain our faiths all the way to the coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们信耶稣如果遇到困难这个困难不是因为运气不好，也不是因为我不小心很多时候不是因为这个原因。
So when we encounter misfortune in our lives, we shouldn't just think it's a but just bad luck, or that we were just weren't careful.
圣经里面讲我们头发如果没有主耶稣的允许，连一根都不会掉。
Because the Bible tells us that unless the Lord permitted it, we will not lose even one hair.
如果我们已经尽了我们的本分，很小心应该做的，我做了，还有一些事情会发生，这是神允许的。
And so, if in our lives we do everything we can, we are very careful. In our faith, and yet a trial comes upon us, then this has been permitted by God.
那这样熬炼过以后，我们对神的信心写在圣经的话每一句都会实现，我一定不怀疑。
And once we have undergone that trial, then we will be able to believe in every word of the Lord.
所以有的人神的考验就是借着试验。
So some people are tested by God in their careers.
神安排一个工作很困环境不好的，这样在熬炼他。
God arranges a job that has a bad environment to train someone.
神在考验我们是借着婚姻。
And others, God uses their marriage to train them.
在结婚的过程或者结婚以后。
Maybe before or after their marriage.
这个婚姻的相处。
In the
夫妻的相处。
In the getting in the couple's interaction.
那这样有的人的考验是借着子女。
And others are trained by their children.
那这样我们的信心越来越纯。
And so in this way, our faith can be more and more refined.
我们就能够坚持我们的信仰。
Then we can maintain our faith.
来得到天上的赏赐。
And we can receive the reward in heaven.
那我们回来看彼得前书的第一章。
Let us return to 1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第八节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
第九节。
And 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。这个地方讲信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
Verse 9 says that the end of our faith is a salvation of our souls.
所以有时候我们在强调信心的时候, 大概都是我们在地上遇到困难。
Oftentimes we talk about faith whenever we encounter problems.
找工作啊, 找配偶啊, 然后, 肉体的病痛啊, 要有信心。
When we are looking for a job, when we are looking for a spouse, or when we have health problems, we talk about needing faith.
真的,我们真的有信心,我们真的会有很多的体验。
And if we truly have faith, then we will have many experiences.
但是如果我们信心只是强调在这一方面的恩典,
But if our faiths only emphasize these types of blessings,
让我现在身体很健康啊,
then when our bodies are healthy,
工作也不错啊,
and we have a good job,
家庭很圆满啊,
and our families are very fulfilling,
那我还不要,是不是需要信心呢?
Then do we need faith?
那这里告诉我们, 信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
But here it says that the fruit, the end of our faith, is the salvation of our souls.
当然需要信心了。
So of course we still need faith.
为什么需要信心?
Why?
因为我们有信心才能够过一个合神旨意的生活。
Because only with faith can we live a life that is pleasing to God.
因为如果我们有信心，我们才会去追求神的旨意。
Only if we have faith will we pursue the will of God.
那我们才会调整自己的观念、生活跟神的旨意一样。
And only then will we adjust our lives to be according to the will of God.
那有时候，我们虽然得恩典很多，我们的生活方式跟神要我们过的差很多。
So sometimes maybe we have received a lot of grace, but our lifestyles are very far from what is desired by God.
结果这个反而影响我们在信仰的追求。
And this will affect our pursuit of faith.
所以这里讲灵魂的救恩，信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
So it says here that the end of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
那在第八节开始在讲，这也是指的第二代的信仰。
And from verse 8 also talks about the next generation's faith.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今，虽不得看见，因信他就有说不出来蛮有荣光的大喜的。这个第二代的信仰，没有见过主耶稣。The
second generation of faith had not, those members had not yet seen Jesus.
当然，彼得前书这是彼得写的。This
letter was written by Peter.
彼得见过主耶稣，跟过主耶稣三年多。
And Peter had met Jesus and followed Jesus for 3 years.
他从渔夫主耶稣选召他，叫他跟我来，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
And Jesus called him when he was still a fisherman and told him to follow him so that he will make Peter a fisher of men.
所以他就舍下了两船的鱼，撇下父母，这样跟从主耶稣。
And Peter abandoned his ships full of fish and followed Jesus.
那他也跟过主耶稣上到变貌山，看到主耶稣变貌。
And he also followed Jesus onto the mountain of transfiguration and saw Jesus transfigured.
听到声音，天上有声音，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And he heard that voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
看到主耶稣变貌，他就说，我们在这里真好。
And he saw Jesus transfigured, and he said, "It is so good for us to be here."
所以对彼得来讲，耶稣是很实在的。So
to Peter, Jesus is real.
是看过、听过、摸过的。Jesus
is someone that he has seen with his eyes, has heard with his ears, has touched.
但是对第二代的信仰。But
for those of the second generation of faith,
包括我们当中，谁看过耶稣？没有，我也没有看过。Including
us, who among us has physically seen Jesus?
我们有谁听过耶稣跟我们讲话？大概也没有。And
who among us has heard Jesus speak to us?
None. 我们有谁摸过主耶稣？
And how many of us have touched Jesus?
也没有。
None of us.
那也没有, 为什么我们还信耶稣?
If not, then how come we believe in Jesus?
就是因为神赐给我们信心。
Because God has given us faith.
哦，虽然没有看过，没有听见，没有摸过，我们还是继续信。
Even though we have not seen or heard or touched ourselves, yet we believe.
哦，那为什么主耶稣我们没有看见可以信呢？
Then how can we believe even though we have not seen Jesus?
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
哦，论到这个救恩，那预先说过要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求查考。十一节
，eleven，
就是查考在他们心里基督的灵预先证明啊，基督受苦受难，后来得荣耀是什么时候，并且是怎样的时候啊？十一、十二节
，twelve，
他们得了启示，知道所传讲一切事不是为自己，乃是为你们，靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们。现在讲这一些事报给你们，天使也愿意查考这个事情，啊，这个信仰，我们的信仰哦，其实在旧约圣经就有预言。
Our faiths have been prophesied in the Old Testament.
哦，所以主耶稣出生哦，不是偶然的事情啊。
So the birth of Jesus was not a coincidence.
哦，圣经里面讲哦，创世以前神就拣选我们。
The Bible tells us that God has chosen us before the foundation of the world.
哦，创世以前神就预备了救恩。
And before the foundation of the world, He prepared salvation.
所以主耶稣出生前八百年，神就感动以赛亚书啊，以赛亚写以赛亚书。
So 800 years before Jesus was born, God inspired Isaiah to write the book of Isaiah.
这个就好像那个演戏那个剧本已经写好了。
It's just like the script of a play that has already been written.
那时间到，就照那个剧本这样一直演出来。
And when the time, proper time comes, we act out the play according to the script.
哦，所以主耶稣出生啊，他的预言已经早就有了。
So the birth of Jesus was already prophesied.
啊，以赛亚书里面说，必有童女怀孕生子。
And Isaiah says that to a virgin there will be born a son.
哦，你要给他起名叫以马内利，神要与我们同在。
And his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us.
哦，童女怀孕生子就是主耶稣的出生。
The birth of the son by the virgin is the birth of Jesus by Mary.
那主耶稣出生就是神要与人同在的开始。
And the birth of Jesus was the beginning of the abidance of God with man.
必有一个啊，儿子为众人而生。
He is a son born to all.
他的名要叫做奇妙的测试，全能的啊神，永在的父，和平的君。
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father.
这个就是主耶稣啊。
And this is the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以主耶稣的出生啊，在以赛亚书写得很清楚。
So the birth of Jesus was prophesied very clearly in Isaiah.
因此，我们今天的信仰不是迷信呢。
So today our faith is not blind.
你为什么拜祖先？拜祖先
？And why do people worship ancestors?
因为祖先可以荫庇我。
They hope the ancestors will help them.
那为什么可以荫庇你？这个拜祖拜这个迷信呢，讲不出原因呢。
So then, why do they think ancestors will help them? They cannot explain that.
啊，但是我们的信仰哦，有一套的很深奥的道理。
But in our faith, we have a complete gospel.
哦，那旧约的先知他们已经详细的查考，就写在旧约。我们今天去了解，就知道我们现在得的救恩啊，是几千年前啊，神已经预备好的。
So the faith and the plan of salvation has already been written by the prophets.
哦，所以我们需要什么？我们需要信心。
So what do we need? We need faith.
哦，相信在圣经里面所预言，后来要实现这个信心。
We must believe in the faith that has been prophesied in the Old Testament.
那如果我们信，哦，我们就会知道主耶稣还活着。
And if we believe, then we know that the Lord Jesus still lives.
主耶稣没有死哦，他死了还是复活。
Jesus came and died and resurrected.
哦，他回到天上，他赐下圣灵下来。
And he ascended to heaven and he sent the Holy Spirit.
啊，主耶稣还活在我们当中啊。
And he still lives among us.
哦，所以我们奉耶稣的名祷告，他就与我们同在。
So if we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, then he will be with us.
哦，所以我们祷告就会有体验。
And then we will have experience in our prayer.
因此我们有了这个信心，我们每一天活着就有盼望，有依靠，就很喜乐。
So if we can live in this way and have this faith, then we will have a great deal of joy every day.
因此，当我们确定我们得到的恩典是非常的大。
And we need to be certain that the grace we have received is great.
我们生活的目标就会改变。
And if we are certain, then the purpose of our lives will change.
会从地上提到天上去。
Our lives will transform from the earthly to the spiritual.
所以一个人信仰好不好，其中有一个非常重要的指标。
So one way to see if a person has good faith.
如果一个人信心不够强，他整个头脑、他的价值观都是地上的。
Is to see what they think of, and if a person doesn't have good faith, then their entire value system will be founded in this world.
你看他跪下来祷告在求什么？所求的都是地上的。
And what are they praying for when they kneel down? They pray for the things of the world.
但是如果一个人的信心很好，
But if a person has good faith,
当然也可以为地上的事情祷告。
Of course, they can also pray for things of the world.
但是，这个属灵天上都盼望会变成他人生最重要一个目标。
But the hope, the living hope, it becomes the most important thing.
那目标确定，生活就会改变。
And if our goal is set, then our lives will be transformed.
所以这是第一段，彼得前书活泼的盼望。
This is the first section of 1 Peter, the living hope.
那从18节一直到25节。
In verses 18 to 25.
现在就在讲，那我们生活要怎么改变。
It talks about how our lives should be changed.
如果天上这么好，那我要怎么改变我的生活？
If the heaven is so good, how do we change our lives?
好，我们现在回来看彼得前书的第一章。
Let's return to 1 Peter 1.
B章的14节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
你们既然做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵的私欲的样子。 这个十四节在讲顺命的儿女。Verse
14 talks about obedient children.
这个就是我们信耶稣以后，我们跟神的关系已经恢复了。This
means that after we believe, our relationship with God has been restored.
如果我们看那个亚当的家谱一直推上去。If
we look at the genealogy of Adam.
第一个人叫亚当。The
first man was Adam.
然后亚当是神的儿子。
And it said Adam is the son of God.
所以人跟神是父子的关系。
So our relationship with God is that as children to father.
那这个关系，我们现在已经失去了，破裂了。
And that relationship was broken.
因为罪的影响。Because
of the effect of sin.
那借着信耶稣，我们又重新建立父子的关系。
Through faith in the Lord Jesus, we restore our relationship as children of God.
那我为什么这么确定我现在跟神是父子的关系呢？
And how can I be so certain that my relationship with God is that of a child with a father?
加拉太书说，圣灵降在我们身上，从我们的心里呼叫天上的神阿巴父。
Because in Galatians, it tells us that the Holy Spirit cries out from in us and calls Abba, Father.
所以 一神，他就是众人的父。
So, the God above is the Father of all.
他是我的父。
And He is our Father.
那我跟他的关系在洗礼的时候建立。
And this relationship with Him was restored through our baptism.
在得圣灵的时候确定。
And was
supported,
guaranteed by the Holy Spirit.
好，那现在有了这个关系，我的生活要怎么改变？
And once we have this relationship, how should our lives change?
我们先看15节。Let's
turn to verse 15.
那照你们的，既然是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。15节，第一章的15节。
First Peter 1:15. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
所以问题是，为什么我要过圣洁的生活？
So the question is, why should we live a sanctified life?
答案就是因为神是圣洁的。
The answer is because God is holy.
那神是我的父亲。
And God is our father.
我是他的儿子。
We are his children.
我要跟圣洁的父亲建立好的关系, 我要过圣洁的生活。
So for us to have a good relationship with our holy father, we must live holy lives.
若以信耶稣自由不自由?
So is it, do we have freedom if we believe in Jesus?
主耶稣说, 真理要让我们得自由。
The Bible tells us that the truth will make us free.
犹太人说, 我们没有做过奴隶啊, 你怎么说要让我们得自由?
And the Jews asked, we have never been slaves. How come you say we have to be free?
主耶稣说, 犯罪就是罪的奴仆。
And Jesus said, if you sin, then you are the slave of sin.
哦, 那真理就是我们的救恩, 啊, 要让我们从罪里得自由。
So the truth will allow us to have freedom from sin.
就是洗礼的时候, 我们要脱离, 啊, 我们过去所犯一切的罪, 就得自由。
Through baptism, we can escape from the sins of our past and be free.
啊, 但是洗礼完了, 我们这个肉体还有罪性啊。
But after baptism, we still have the sinful nature.
那下面是, 我要怎么生活?
So then how should we live?
现在就有两个选择。
We have two choices.
啊, 如果我们回到刚刚14节, 啊, 说那放纵私欲的样子, 那是蒙昧无知的时候, 也就是信耶稣以前。
In verse 14, it talks about the former lusts in ignorance, which is before we believed in Jesus.
啊, 所以, 没有信耶稣以前呢，我要做什么我就做什么，只要我觉得舒服，只要我喜欢我就做。
Before believing in Jesus, we did whatever we wanted to do, as long as it satisfied us.
那常常人的自由带我们进到罪里面。
But often, the freedom of man leads them into sin.
因为世界上的快乐常常跟罪是连在一起的。
Because the pleasures of this world are often connected to sin.
有时候我们常常看到好多人一上飞机就开始看电影。
And when we see people get on the airplane, they almost immediately start watching movies.
那你先把它想哦, 把暴力跟色情从电影拿掉, 还有谁会去看?
If you take away violence and sex from the movies, what else is left?
啊, 所以很多快乐跟是罪连在一起。
So many pleasures are tied to sin.
那现在我的父亲是圣洁的, 要怎么办?
But if our father is holy, what should we do?
我们看13节。
Let's read verse 13.
所以要约束你们的心,谨慎自守, 专心盼望耶稣显现的时候所要带来的恩。
13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个地方讲我们的心要约束。
Here it says that we must gird up the loins of our mind.
哦, 那约束就没有自由了。
So that, does that mean in Jesus we have no freedom?
也可以这样讲。
You can say that.
啊, 信耶稣, 我可以, 我想做什么就做什么吗?
If we believe in Jesus, can we do whatever we want to do?
啊, 如果我要圣洁,
if we want to be holy,
我要用真理来约束我的心。
We need to use the truth to bind our hearts.
啊, 不合真理的我就不可以做。
So that which is not according to the truth, we do not do.
那合真理的我就可以去做。
But that which is according to the truth, we can do.
这个就是另外一种自由。
This is another type of freedom.
神给我们力量, 可以跟罪切断。
God gives us the strength to be cut off from sin.
啊, 所以我们的信仰啊, 要一直进步, 进步到追求神的义。
And our faith must improve to the point that as we pursue His righteousness.
那什么叫神的义?
And what is the righteousness of God?
就是合于圣经的。
Which is according to the Bible.
所以我们现在看那个网络, 真的花好多时间。
We often spend a lot of time on the internet.
但是如果我们要过圣洁的生活,
but if we want to live a holy life,
这个需要有一个约束。
We need to have boundaries.
所以有一个老姐妹哦, 她常常祷告, 祷告已经快要看到光了, 好像天国的光, 她看到了。There
is an elderly sister who prayed so much that she saw the light of heaven.
后来她的孩子啊, 在生日买一个彩色电视给她。
And then later her children bought her a color TV.
那个大概二三四年前了。
This was maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
哦，开始，他天天就是没有时间啊，有时间就是看电视。
And every day she started to watch TV in her free time.
自从她开始看电视以后啊, 那个祷告看见光就不见了。
And from the time when she started to watch her TV, she stopped seeing the light in her prayer.
因为很多世俗的东西借着电视的节目跑进去跟神就有一个阻隔了。
Because many worldly things have entered into her heart through the TV, and that became a barrier between her and God.
好，我们现在看 第一章的十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
你们既偏待那 称那不偏待按个人行为审判的主。 就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子，18节。你们得赎，脱去祖宗流传虚妄的行为，不是由于能坏的金银，19节。乃是基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊的血。这个地方讲我们得赎，这句话非常重要，就是借着主耶稣的宝血。
That it says here that through the precious blood of Christ, we can be made blameless.
所以我们要
we were redeemed.
我们需要过一个圣洁的生活。
So we must live a holy life.
我们以前不懂。
Let us pray in silence.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
为什么我们要过圣洁的生活？
Why do we need to live a sanctified life?
16节，因为
Verse 16.
我是圣洁的，因为神是圣洁的。
Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy."
那你们要圣洁，你们是谁？
It says, "We need to be holy, and who is this we?"
第十四节，你们要做顺命的儿女，所以我们是。 神的儿女，他是我们的父亲。
The reason is recorded in verse 14 as obedient children, not conforming as yourself to the formulas.
如果我们的父亲非常
If our father is very rich,
我们跟父亲的关系很好。
And our relationship with our heavenly father is very, it's wonderful.
我们生活还忧虑什么呢？
And what do we need to worry about?
这个父亲就是天父。
And this Father is our Heavenly Father.
我们的天父是丰富的。
Our Heavenly Father is rich.
如果我们跟天父的关系很好。
And if our relationship with our Heavenly Father is very close.
那我们生活还忧虑什么呢？
And what is there for us to worry?
看起来一无所有，但是样样都有。
It seems like we have nothing, but we actually have everything.
所以《申命记》里面讲以色列百姓在走旷野路。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, it records us when the Israelites walk through the journey.
这个40年旷野都是大而可怕的旷野。
And this 40 years was a, these 40 years were years of fear.
但是圣经里面申命记第一章说他们一无所缺。
And it says in Deuteronomy chapter 1.
说他们一无所缺。
They lack nothing.
因为神跟他们同在，
because God is with them.
所以我们在世界上有很多的关系。
So in this world, we have many relationships.
最重要的关系就是我们跟天父的关系。
And the most important relationship is our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
那要维持这个关系非常的亲密美好， 因为他是圣洁的， 所以我们要圣洁。
And in order to maintain this close and intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, we need to be holy.
那我们做神的儿女，从18节开始，这个身份是非常宝贵的。And
we are children of God, and our relationship is with our Heavenly Father. Our status is actually very precious.
所以18节讲我们得赎。 这个圣经用赎这一个字，不是金银等物。
And in verse 18, the Bible uses the word redeem.
有很多人要得美国的身份，他用投资的，几十万美金投下去就会有身份。
And many people desire to receive status, green card, permanent residence, or citizenship in the United States, and they invested so many money in order to obtain that.
但是我们做神的儿女，一毛钱也不要。
But as children of God, we do not need to waste any money.
虽然一毛钱也不要，但是这个身份不是 很cheap，不是很下贱的。
Even though we do not need to invest any money, but our status in Christ is very precious.
因为如果我们看19节。
Let's look at verse 19.
乃是凭着基督的宝血。
It says, with the precious blood of Christ.
所以神救赎我们是凭着主耶稣的宝血。
And our Lord Jesus saved us with the precious blood of His.
宝血是什么？
What is precious blood?
宝血就是生命。
Blood is life.
所以我们的身份是用主耶稣的生命换来的。
And our life is redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
所以做基督徒不要自杀哦，为什么？ 不要想说我什么都不止死算了，我在主耶稣的面前是非常宝贵的。
And that's why we do not commit suicide because our life in the eyes of God is very precious.
他为我流出他的宝血，所以我能够做他的儿女。
He shed His precious blood so that we can become children of God.
那因为我是神的儿女，所以我有回天家的盼望。
And because we are the children of God and we have the hope of returning back to heaven.
那个就是第一章你讲的活泼的盼望。
And this is what is recorded in chapter 1.
那22节开始就用另外一个的描写信仰的宝贵。
And in verse 22, it started another description of preciousness of our faith.
所以23节，你们重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。Verse
23, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
所以23节告诉我们，我们每一个人有两个生日。
So here in verse 23 tells us that we actually have two birthdays.
哪一个生日比较重要？
And which birthday is the most important?
当然两个都很重要。And
of course, both are very important.
我想在座每个人都知道你是哪一天出生的。
And I believe that everyone here knows exactly your birthday.
好，那就请问一下。But
let me ask.
你的属灵生日是哪一天？
Do you know which day is your spiritual birthday.
记得的举手。
If you remember which day, please raise your hand.
只有一个，两个，三个。
One, two, three, four.
先放假。属灵的生日就是洗礼那一天。
So our spiritual birthday is the day that we got baptized.
所以这个讲重生，就是再生一次，就是父母生我们肉体的生命，我们重生以后有属灵的生命，就是永远的生命。
So here it talks about having been born again. It's referring to our baptism. It's referring to the day that we are redeemed.
那父母生我们这个生命，七八十年。
When our earthly parents gave birth to us, it's only last 70 to 80 years.
所以圣经说，我们一生是70岁，强壮可以活到80岁。
And that's why the Bible said if we are healthy, we will live up to 70, if not 80.
强壮可以到80岁。
Yeah, if we are healthy, then we can live up to 80.
如果你去申请 Social Security, 他会告诉你，你现在65岁, 照你65岁的这个年纪, 平均可以活到82岁。
So if you apply Social Security, the officer will tell you, well, right now you're 65, but according to our statistic, you will probably live up to about 80 or 82.
所以父母生我们这个年纪, 有限。
So there is limitation living on earth.
但是我们重生以后，那个生命是无限的。
But once we have been born again, our life is limitless.
那父母生我们这个生命，几十年活在地上，死的就埋在地里。
And our earthly parent gave birth to us, but once we pass away, we are buried, and it's only very limited.
但是我们重生这个生命，不止在地面上有，将来要。 回到天上去。
And when we are spiritually born, even after we die physically, we still have eternal life.
所以救恩最重要。 So
salvation is so important.
那我们现在来看，我们想一个问题，24节。
Let's look at verse 24.
人活着好不好？
Is our life good?
如果我们看24节的前半句。
Let's look at the first part of verse 24.
凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花。好了，我们读到这里就好。人生好不好？
Okay.
很好啊。
Is our life good? It says, "All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass."
哦，如草如花。
So we are like grass, and we are like flowers.
哦，如果你要卖房子哈，那个房地产经纪人都跟你讲哦，要多种一些草跟花。
And if you're going to sell your house, your agent will tell you, "Oh, go plant some more flowers. Go plant some more grass."
哦，所以你站在这个停车的地方一看，哇，这个房子很好。
So once you stop your car and you look at the house, and go, "Oh, this house looks great."
哦，所以人生如草如花，当然是好。
Our life is like grass and the flowers. Of course, it's good.
哦，所以有的人啊，很喜欢养孩子。
And some people love to raise children.
问有的父母啊，四五个孩子，你怎么这么喜欢孩子？他说看起来还是很好。
And they say, "Well, I have four or five children, and I really like raising them."
哦，因为小孩子成长嘛，如草如花。
Our children grow like grass and flowers.
哦，所以每一天呢，都带给父母很多的喜乐。
And every day our children bring them joy.
哦，所以有孩子真的很好啊。
And really, it's wonderful to have
children. 虽然很辛苦啊，但是也不错。如草如花，你要种草种花，当然是不错，但是辛苦的。
Even though parenting may be tough, but because children do bring us joy, and they're like grass and flowers.
哦，所以如果我们24节读到前半哦，人生是不错的。
So if you read the first part of verse 24, life is good.
所以你对青年或者40岁以前的人讲哦，甚至50岁以前的人讲，人生是虚空，他听不下去啊。
If you tell someone who it's before 50, they tell them, "Well, life is vanity," and they might not be able to continue to listen to you.
因为我的人生正在处于巅峰时刻。
Because my life is right at the tip of the top of on the on.
什么叫做虚空？
And what does it mean to experience vanity?
所以你要叫他来教会哦，听道理要信耶稣很难啊。
You ask them, "Well, you're going to come to church and listen to the gospel," and it's very difficult for them to swallow.
哦，但是如果24节再读下去
，But if you continue to read on verse 24, part 2 of 24,
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
It says the grass withers and its flower falls away.
人生就不太好了。
And here, life is not so good.
哦，特别从60岁以后。
Especially after you turn 60.
哦，如果人到了60岁哦，都没有再吃这个中文叫怎么讲 ？prescription 啊，每天都没有再吃药，那个是很大的福气啊。
And if you're 60 years old and after, and you still are not taking any medications, and your life is pretty good.
哦，那人的身体啊，活越久，毛病越多。
Because as we live, we age, and we have more issues with our health.
哦，这个是没有办法避免的。
And it's something that is unavoidable.
所以草必枯干，花必凋谢。
That's why the grass withers and its flowers fall away.
哦，因此人在衰退的过程，人就会渐渐觉悟，哇。人是虚空的。
As we age and perish, we realize that life indeed is vanity.
哦，那到草枯干了，全部枯干了，花凋谢了，人就把它扫扫，就丢在垃圾桶了。
So at the grass wither and flowers fall away, all people do is just sweep up all the leftover and throw them in the trash.
所以人在欣赏是正在开的花跟草。
So only we admire those grass and flowers that are flourishing.
哦，如果我们要人纪念了，我们一定会失望的。
If we want people to remember us, we will be very disappointed.
请问大家，你爸爸什么名字？大家都记得。
Let me ask you, do you still remember the name of your father?
你公公什么名字
？And what about your father-in-law's name?
记得吗？可能有一些人记不起来了哦。好，你公公的爸爸什么名字 ？OK， 全部都不知道。
And what is your father-in-law's father's name?
好，已经被忘记了。
You probably has been forgotten.
啊，这样推断下来哦，我们的孙子大概还知道我们的名字。
And if you think in this manner, maybe our grandchildren will remember our names.
啊，再下一代忘记了。
But the next generation coming up, they may forget.
哦，所以啊，人会凋谢。
And that's why we as human beings, we wither.
啊，那这样人就没有希望吗
？And it sounds like we human has no hope.
希望就记载在圣经里面。
But our hope is recorded in the Bible.
我们可以重生。
And we can reborn.
所以在我们读23节有两种的种子。
And in verse 23, there are two types of seeds.
啊，一个是能坏的种子。
One is corruptible.
一个是不能坏的种子。
And one is incorruptible.
啊，所以我们重生就是借着不能坏的种子。
So when we have been born again, we are born of not of corruptible seed.
那这是什么？
And what is this?
神活泼长存的道。
And that is the word of God which lives and abides forever.
啊，那这个道是什么？
And what is this truth, this word?
就是二十五节。
And that is recorded in verse 25.
所传给你的福音就是这个道。
It says the word that we preach to you is the word of God.
所以我们今天有活泼的盼望是因为我们得到了这个福音。
And today we have this amazing hope because we have received the word of God.
神的话是有生命的。
Because the word of God has life and power.
我们照着神的话一步一步地走下去，我们就重生。
And if we live according to the word of God, we will be reborn.
那重生了，我们就有永生。
And when we are reborn, then we will have this eternal hope.
我们就有天上永存的盼望。
And we have this eternal hope in heaven.
所以这个叫做恩典。
And this is called grace.
因此我们信主的开始，我们的恩典都是找不到工作来祷告生病祷告得医治，不错，这是恩典。
So when we first came to believe in Christ, you know, our prayers are all centered around, well, looking for a job. I mean, these are all good prayers, but
但是这个恩典好像小孩子的玩具。
And that is definitely the grace of God, but this grace is like children, you know, playing their toys.
等到小孩子长大，他就知道还有更大的价值存在。
And when children grow up, they realize, oh, life is more than just toys. There are a lot more things that are valuable.
所以当我们进到圣经的教训里面，我们发现重生、活泼的盼望、永存的基业，哇，这个真的是最有价值。
So when we have been redeemed, we are reborn, we recognize as well, we have this incorruptible seed, we have this precious hope in heaven, and that is so valuable.
所以我们对神的感谢会从我们平常物质上肉体上今生的一些恩典进到我们在灵里面得到那些丰盛的恩典。
And yes, indeed, we are so thankful for all the material blessing that God has given us, but we should actually continue to merge forward, going forward, to really be thankful what type of spiritual blessing we have received.
然后我们祷告的内容会改变。
And the content of our prayers will change.
如果我们从慕道那一天开始，信主二十年祷告的内容都一样。
And if our prayers request in it,stay the same since we came to know Christ.
或者我们信仰生活追求的目标都一样。
And if our goals in life are exactly the same when we first came to believe,
很有可能我们的信仰没有在成长。
And very likely that our spiritual growth has not improved.
如果我们成长，我们追求的目标会一直在成长。
And if we really grow spiritually, our prayers will be different.
那要怎么让我们信仰能成长呢？
So how do we make sure that we are growing spiritually?
就进到第二章。
Let's turn to go to second chapter.
彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to chapter two.